this universe is pure and lovely because he created it like that. Yes, there are a lot of flames here and there, but who kept this environment here? Okay, I'm mortal, how about this environment? Oh, you environment, remember, this environment is my ego, remember? Because that's what it is, isn't it? My ego started to raise me. My ego helps me to pass through childhood. And my ego is not filthy. It's created, it's a part of creation, so it is good. And we are glad that the Prophet let us know the beginning of this one. But there is something else. A little spider doesn't know that the house is new road, does it? A fly could have no clue about the history of the garden. Fly is momentary over there, right? My ego is like that and should understand that I'm here for a very split second of moments. That's what it is in the length of the history. I don't know it all, do I? A worm which is boring in the wood doesn't know that the forest is out there. So we don't know it all. And if we know limited, blah, 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 then he's opening an argument like this to arrive to a major point. Let's listen to it. Yes?
How should the gnat know what date this garden is?
For it was born in spring, and its death is in the winter. The worm that is born miserably in wood, how should it know the wood at the time when it was a shoot? And if the worm should know, it would be intellect in its
essential. If there is a worm in a wood, and this worm knows about the history of the forest, so this is a worm which I will call it aql. It's not a worm. It's an aql. It's intelligence.
It would be aql in its essential substance. The worm would be its form.
Yep.
Aql shows itself guises, like the jinn in leagues removed from them. It is above the angels. What occasion is there for the jinn? You have the wings of a gnat. You are flying downwards. Although your intellect is flying upward, the bird of your conventional notion is feeding below.
No. Conventional notion, what is that?
Ordinary thinking?
The word here is taqlid, imitation. The same thing that they call someone marja'i taqlid, and whatever that guy Ayatollah will say they do, this means taqlid. Taqlid is imitation, is the way that the monkey does, monkey learn. And this is a very important point for us. Why? Because a part of your knowledge is the outcome of your imitation. So your scientific knowledge, how do you have it? There is nothing personal over there. You imitated the other fellows. This is not the stuff we are talking about. He wants to talk about that taqlid, which at the same time is a religious term, which needs a lot of discussion here and there. Yes?
Although your intellect is flying upward, the bird of your imitation is feeding below. Imitation is the bane of our souls. It is a borrowed thing, but we can rest that it is ours.
Yes, when you're imitating someone, you copy something, and you're glad that it's yours. It's not yours, it's a copy, it's fake. But yes.
It behooves us to become ignorant of this wisdom. We must clutch at madness. Always flee from whatever you deem profitable to your nafs. Drink poison and spill the water of life.
Now we are at the point. You talked about your ego. You cannot fight it. And your ego is full of fear. Your ego doesn't like the pain and suffering and challenge and all that. And you cannot do anything about it because you are trapped over there. Cry out loud for help. Help is out there. Help will come if you really believe in it. Remember that. Your ego will trick you, this and that and that and that. Why? Because first of all, your ego is temporary. It's not permanent. It's your ego, isn't it? So your ego doesn't know about the history of creation and all the happenings and stuff like that. Like a worm, like a fly. And all this for your knowledge. Knowledge that, okay, call it conventional or imitation, which is tablet. And that one is the tricky one. Oh, let me tell you this. Whatever you learn from the others and you think it's yours, it's not yours. It's public, it's there. What about you? Let me tell you. If that logic is like that, the logic of your ego, that's the trick, that's what I tell you. You have to become Majnun, crazy. Why? Who is Majnun? Let's say who is a crazy fellow. Don't raise your hand, please. No. Who is a crazy fellow? A crazy fellow is a fellow who acts against the logic. A crazy fellow is illogical, right? Okay? Who could be illogical? Who could be crazy? There are two people who could be crazy. One is the fellow who is naturally crazy. Are we talking with that fellow? Of course not. So we're talking to you. Because there is a choice of acting crazy. That's what we're talking about. Remember we said, talk to this, consult with this, and do the opposite. That's the craziness. Exactly, you hear the same thing. The crazy fellow will avoid his own benefit and will drink the poison and will get rid of the water of life, the source of life. The crazy fellow will swear at the people who appreciate him a lot and will give him the compliments. The crazy fellow will leave whatever he has to a homeless fellow. These are crazy stuff, not? These are working against this by choice because we understood that this has started to be my mom. Now she wants to control me, to be my boss. Therefore, like every healthy child, one day I should say, enough, I'm getting out of here. To have help out of my ego. This is what it is, yes?
Revile anyone that praises you. Lend interest and capital to the destitute. Let safety go and dwell in the place of fear. Leave reputation behind and be disgraced and notorious. I have tried far-thinking intellect. Henceforth, I will make myself mad.
End of that long, long, long paragraph. That I have tried this provisionist intellect in me, and I know it's silly. So from this moment, I'll just make myself crazy. Remember, this is the story of a sick fellow who had a silly wish. He was sick. Prophet went for a visit and were healing all of this. He is still sick. And diagnoses are not out yet. But we learned something. Long, long paragraph. It started with what? Let's forget it. This long paragraph is started with the visit of the prophet and the sick fellow. And at the end, that voice was, do not follow your logic. Hang on to the craziness we're talking about. Okay? Now, some explanation here. We are not there yet. We are not going to talk about the sick fellow yet. There is an explanation somewhere. And this explanation by itself is one of those short paragraphs that has been around a lot because it became a problem. Yeah.
Hodel Kak excused himself to the Sayyid E. Ajal why he had married a harlot.
Okay, who's who here? The first one is Dalbak. Dalbak means the clown. Okay. And the other one is Sayyid, means the master, a fellow, a good fellow. Sayyid Ajal means very honorable messer, son of Muhammad. They talk to each other, yes. No?
One night, the Sayyid Iajal said to Dalbak, you have married a harlot in haste. You ought to have disclosed this to me so that we might have made a chaste your wife. Dalbak replied, I have married 9 chaste and virtuous women. They became harlots, and I wasted away with grief. I married this harlot without acquaintance in order to see how this one would turn out in the end. Often I have tried intelligence. Henceforth, I will seek a nursery for insanity.
Exactly the petition of the last verse of the last paragraph in another way to make a real point. Said there was this clown and the guy told him that, why did you marry a whore in haste? The guy said, it's not haste. I tried several times the other normal fellows you're talking about, they became whore. This one I want to see, please. What happened to this one? Let's make it different. To go back to your apple. Your apple? You tried it several times. It always cheated you. Now, try the craziness. You tried to think about your benefit always. For once, change your sign. Think about the benefit of the other people. So he repeated that twice to have one very long, one very short paragraph, making the same point that when I'm talking about this ego, you have tried it. You know the weakness of this one. So try a different thing. Yes?
How an inquirer managed to draw into conversation an eminent man who had feigned to be mad. A certain man was saying, I want someone of intelligence. I may consult him about a difficulty. One said to him, In our city,